Greetings, everybody, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As the world has been watching with adoration and excitement the most recent wedding in Great Britain between Princess Kate and Prince Andrew, I'd like to sit back a moment, pause, and reflect, and perhaps lend a few critical comments to what we have been seeing. Now, there have, in fact, been some magazines, some newspaper articles, which have stated in no uncertain terms that we should really look at the events with caution. I'd like to, first of all, read to you from an article which was published in Der Spiegel, and I'd like you to have an open mind and to listen to what is being said and to perhaps ask yourself the question, is there some substance to what is being said here? This article was published on April 27, and this is what it said. The wedding of William and Kate on Friday feels like an aberration of history. The Guardian newspaper wants to abolish the monarchy, as does the Independent and the Economist magazine. Many professors, film directors, writers, actors, and politicians would like Britain to become a republic, but they remain in the minority, which for years has been constant at around 18% of the population. And let me just add and say that the Bible clearly prophesies that the monarchy will be in existence when Jesus Christ returns. A throne will be in existence when Christ returns. So the monarchy is not going to go away. The article by Der Spiegel goes on to say, however, Great Britain has no written constitution, but a rigid class system. The lawyers wear wigs in court, and there are no citizens, just subjects. British soldiers are fighting for democracy in Afghanistan and Libya, and they fought for it in Iraq. But at home, they defend the absurdity and the undemocratic idea that nobody but a Windsor can be head of state. As soon as Elizabeth, 85, dies, her son Charles, 62, already worn down by his long wait for the ascension, and the accession, I should say, will take the throne, even though opinion polls show the majority of Britons don't want the brooding, esoteric prince to become king. More than 10,000 journalists are descending on London. The German networks will hardly be broadcasting anything else on Friday. Everyone is pretending that the spectacle is the most important and beautiful event on earth, but it is not. Oddly, the British people isn't as interested, and the British public isn't as interested in the wedding as one might think. Most Britons say they don't really care about the event. Only about a third of them plan to watch the show on television. Britain is still mired in its worst economic crisis since World War II. Everyone should be rolling up their sleeves to haul the nation out of the doldrums. But the government declared the wedding day a public holiday, and schools, banks, offices, and factories will be closed just because the heir to the throne is getting married. The extra holiday will end up costing the economy billions. In truth, the marriage of William and Kate is a sad spectacle. Two young men aren't getting wed in the way they would like, but how the palace, protocol, and grandmother demand it. William, 28, is accustomed to that because he was born into it. But for Kate, 29, Friday will mark the end of her freedom. Some friends and relatives will be present in Westminster Abbey, but most of the guests will be strangers, and some of them will be a repulsive one, like King Maswati, the despot of the impoverished African nation of Swaziland, who has 13 wives, will be flying in with his entourage of 50 people. Arab potentates have also been invited, some of whom are currently having pro-democracy demonstrators shot at in their streets. And also there's an article by The Local, which is actually published in Sweden, but it reports on events occurring in Germany. And this is what The Local had to say on April 26. A supposedly proud proletarian city like Berlin throws itself at the feet of just about anyone with an exotic title. I can't think of any other community outside the Netherlands that is so fascinated by Queen Beatrix and her strange taste in hats. Now we are bracing for Britain's royal wedding this Friday. This is the moment when Germans get to compare all the terrible royal families of the world. The thuggish king of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa el Khalafi, or Khalafa, unless he has to stay at home and audit the shooting of demonstrators demanding democracy. And Sweden's king Carl Gustaf should be able to make the nuptials. His sex parties were always on a Monday or after his hunting trips, so this Friday he's free. And Prince Laurent of Belgium, who famously had his dead dog put in a freezer. And Prince Henrik, husband of the Danish queen, who has been telling everyone how much he likes to eat dogs. All these people will be welcoming or pretending to welcome Kate Middleton in the extended family, and she may be wondering whether it was worth the price. It is a sad fact that the royals, the leaders of the monarchies around the world, specifically in Europe, have not lived up to the standards as the Bible demands them. There's a long history of kings in ancient Israel and ancient Judah, and those kings have not lived godly lives. My friends, we have proclaimed for many, many years that the golden days of Great Britain are over. The time when the sun wasn't setting on the British Empire is long gone. And as Britain, so will America go down as well, and there are reasons for that. When it comes to royalty, you can expect, you should expect, that they give a good example as to how to live. However, that hasn't been the case, and sadly, it's not even the case with the most recent wedding. According to press releases and reports, and of course the press has been glossing over these things, but nevertheless have mentioned them in passing, even though the couple hasn't lived together prior to marriage, they have gone on vacations prior to marriage and have stayed in the same hotel room several nights. According to the Bible, that conduct is not in order. Now, people might say, oh, this is not a big deal, everybody is doing it today. And that is exactly why we are seeing the downfall of Western societies, and especially Great Britain, the United States of America. I'd like to read to you from an article which was just published by the Daily Mail on April 18. And notice what this article has to say. Shocking figures reveal that births outside marriage are at their highest level in two centuries, and nearly half of children can expect their parents to separate by the time they turn 16. 9 out of 10 couples now live together before or instead of tying the knot. Before the Second World War, it was fewer than 1 in 30. From a situation 30 years ago where it was often considered shameful to have a child outside of wedlock, it has now become the norm. Some 46% of children are born to unmarried mothers, according to research by the Center for Social Justice. The think tank said a child growing up in a one parent family is 75% more likely to fail at school, 70% more likely to become a drug addict, 50% more likely to have an alcohol problem, and 35% more likely to be unemployed as an adult. Some 48% of children are likely to see their family break up before they are 16. 10 years ago, it was 40%. Gavin Poole, executive director of the CSI, which was set up by Work and Pension Secretary Ian Duncan Smith, said, "Current high levels of cohabitation are a key factor in the rise in family breakdown in our country, and this paper shows that we have not been here before. Marriage and commitment tend to stabilize and strengthen families and cannot be ignored. The peculiarly high levels of family breakdown found in Britain are at the heart of the social breakdown which is devastating our most deprived communities." My friends, family breakdown is most certainly not the only reason as to why we see the downfall of Great Britain. There are many more reasons, and the Bible explains very clearly what they are. But family breakdown, the fact that people don't believe in marriage anymore, or that they are not committed to marriage, and that they are willing to live together and have sex together prior to marriage, before marriage, or outside marriage, is most certainly a factor contributing to the downfall of Great Britain and most other Western societies. Now, you might say that this is being done in other countries as well, so why is God angry with Great Britain and the United States of America in particular? Well, because he expected more from those countries, because he had revealed to them the truth, but the truth has been rejected in those countries. And if you are wondering about this, we have prepared a booklet. And this booklet is free for the asking. the fall and rise of Britain and America. And it goes into the reasons as to why we are having the problems today we are having. Why the United States of America and Great Britain are not these prosperous countries any longer they used to be. Why the glorious times are over. And the royalty hasn't done an awful lot to prevent these things from happening. They haven't given the example you would want to see of people who are willing to live a godly life. That is a sad part, the sad testimony of what the wedding, which we have just observed, might remind us of. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.